Dark storm clouds danced in his eyes.
He killed Stefan.
I'm sorry, she said, and meant it.
Something must be done.
They had arrived at court and were ushered inside. Rowan and the butcher each took their usual places on either side of her father. She was left alone to approach the dais. Lord Torne had grown more gaunt and disheveled since she had last seen him. Beads of sweat were visible on his upper lip, as his eyes frequently darted to the other fae in the room. Rowan was right. Her father had been getting worse. It was customary to wait for the fae king to speak first, but she was in no mood to stand there all night.
To what do I owe this pleasure, father?
He leaned forward, glaring at her.
You were brought here to face judgment for conspiring against me.
Excuse me?
Don't play with me, girl,
he growled.
I know you've been lurking outside our gates. I hear the whispers in the wind of you gathering forces to overthrow me. Need I remind you of your banishment from court?
As I recall, I volunteered.